you can kind of almost see them just go straight from training into their room and lock the door and never come out again, you know. And you've almost got to be on the lookout for that and make sure that you're not just enjoying the time. If you're lucky enough to be the guy doing well, that's all well and good, but you got to make sure that everyone's kind of with you, because you're only as strong as the unit, and it's vital. And obviously, we learned a big lesson with Yards. I spent a huge amount of time with him during that World Cup, and it is tough, so you need to stay on top of it.
Do you recall during the Ashes going to Steve Finn's room after he'd been dropped? Because he was telling me in an interview a while ago that you did just that, and he said, I'll never forget it, because he was feeling down, and you went to his room and dragged him out, took him for dinner. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. It's great that Finney, you know, remembers that as well. I just remember in 2005, my first tour of England, to Pakistan. And I felt very alone. I felt by myself, and no one did that for me. And I'm a big believer that it's not up to the young players to come towards the team. It's up to the team and maybe the senior players to go to the young guys and grab them by the scruff of the neck and make sure they're okay and feel welcome and feel part of the team, because ultimately that's how they're going to perform best. And any time you're left out is a horrible time, and you're vulnerable and you feel down and you feel, you know, a bit down in the dumps, and that's an opportunity for maybe someone to grab you and say, come on mate, we're all in this together, you know, we know you're hurting, but keep smiling, keep going, let's go and do something rather than sit around moping about. And you know, he may well have gone, look, I'm fine, don't worry about it, but you know, it was a testament to Finney as well. He's a big enough person that he would want to he reacted in the right way, and he's gone from strength to strength.
Is there somebody in the squad who's sort of a bit of a confidant? I mean, often the physio in a county side is the guy who everyone offloads their troubles onto. Is that the same in the England camp?
I think there are probably a few people. You have the physio. Mark Saxby, the masseuse, he's just a great bloke and someone you can always go to. And, you know, a huge support, as much as they're doing, you know, their work on you physically. That, you know, there's a lot of, I think they get a lot of baggage as well, you know, in that room. But they're absolutely phenomenal and a huge support for all of us.
And do you find it easy to keep in touch with home when you're away? I guess the internet has got to be key to that.
Yeah, it's there's so many things nowadays. It's tough because you're sort of celebrating birthdays on Skype and things like that. And I've not been at home for one of my son's birthdays yet. And although he won't remember and stuff, it can be quite tough. And in fact, I've got to the point where I don't actually like Skype, because you can almost see everyone. It makes it almost feel too, you're almost too close. And but you know, we're looked after very, very well in the ECB with. You know, they do a brilliant job of getting the families over whenever they can, and making sure we're supported as well as we can be. And again, you know, we're away so much. I think they've just worked out that we're away for 290 days out of the last year, so it's a huge amount of time away from home. So
that was a long Ashes tour, one day as World Cup.
Exactly, all of that. It's a huge amount of time away from home, and all these things all, you know, play a role in how you perform on the pitch. If you're feeling homesick, if you're feeling down on life a little bit, you're not going to perform at your best. So you've got to find a way of making sure that you stay on top of it and are enjoying every moment of touring.
Just finally, what would you say is the biggest myth about touring? You know, when you speak to your friends outside of cricket, family and so on, are there any myths that need to be bashed down?
It's not just swanning around living in five-star hotels. I think that's the biggest thing. Once you've stayed in enough hotels, they all sort of blend into one, and there's nothing like being at home and unpacking your suitcase and actually having your own bed to sleep in is pretty special.
And can you remember the last time you had a full day off tour and actually did any sightseeing?
Full day off on tour.
A half day even.
I'll tell you when it was, and it was an incredible day. It was the end of the Aussie tour. The one days as well, and we went to Rocknest Island, got a boat, and there was about five or six of us. And I remember on the way back, actually the whole boat was quiet, and we were just sort of sat with our feet sort of dangling over as we were going back. And you could almost tell everyone was thinking about what had happened over the tour, you know, obviously winning the Ashes and it being such a long tour. And I remember thinking then, right, this is the first day actually we've switched off from cricket and playing cricket and, you know, living the Ashes. It was a great day, but yeah, I reckon that was the last time.
Good memories.
Yeah, absolutely.